Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
More of your calls coming up at 454 ESPN. We'll talk some Sabres next hour with Brayton Wilson, who was out at practice today. But Syracuse, let's talk some Orange Athletics. A good friend of the show, John Wildhack. John, how are we doing today?
Gene, you know, I'm great. How about you?
I'm great. I can't wait for spring. I don't want to, you know, wish my time away. I'm just asking, like, after a game like last night, though, John, I mean, it is disappointing, but what about this path right now that lies ahead for the men's basketball team?
Yeah, we've got five games left, and, you know, we've got to win games, simple as that. And, you know, there are five games. They're all winnable, and at the same time, you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. It's cliche, but it's factual this year in college basketball. Look at what NC State did to Duke last night. So we've got to go out. We've got to play really well, win games, and then win a couple in the ACC tournament. And then, if we do that, you know, we have a shot at the tournament. There's still clearly a path there, and I think we can do without necessarily winning the ACC tournament.
John, is the ACC down this year, or is it the teams that we normally expect to be up? I mean, I take last night, for example, NC State over Duke. Should that surprise us? What are your thoughts on right now where the conference is at?
You know, I think there's more parity in the sport than there's ever been, Gene, across the country. In the ACC, you've got three teams which I think have separated themselves in Duke, in Louisville and Florida State. Carolina has struggled all year, but if you look at their losses, they've lost God knows how many games by 4 points or less. So, I mean, Carolina, Cole Anthony's a lottery pick, and they got a whole bunch of other NBA players on that roster. So Carolina's still Carolina. You know, I think when people, the experts, the national experts, say, well, the ACC is going to get three, maybe four bids, I think that's ludicrous, because I think there's teams, I think, you know, teams 5, 6, and 7 in the ACC, I would argue, are just as good as teams, you know, 8, 9, 10, and 11 in the Big Ten. And people are talking about the Big Ten getting an 11 in or something like that. And no disrespect there, but there's no surefire wins in the ACC this year. And your point, you know, you saw it last night.
John, you see in baseball this idea of more playoff teams. And the NFL just last night floated this idea of letting two more teams in. Jim Boeheim was one of the advocates a few years ago expanding the tournament. Is that talk going to get kicked up again? What are your thoughts that we may see that someday?
I don't think it's going to, you know, there might be some chatter a little bit around the tournament, particularly with teams who get left out who thought they were worthy. But there's no serious conversation at this time about expanding the tournament.
John Wildhack is the athletic director of Syracuse University. As the Orange, five games left in the regular season, the final home game, John, that's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to get a lot of talk. We're going to have John Wallace on our show next week, and as you know, he really, you could make the argument he is the best player ever to come out of our town, and certainly number one pick by the Knicks. What is your memory of John Wallace? Because to me, that 96 run, and John, I'm asking this because I know you're an Orange fan, you're an alum, and this is before you became the athletic director, well before that, but what do you remember about that 96 season?
You know, I remember John hitting the game-winning three in overtime against George in the Sweet 16 that ultimately catapulted us to the championship game that year. And I was in my condo in Connecticut, and I yelled so loud, I think I got a complaint issued against me, and I really didn't give a damn.
Well,
he's one of our great players ever, and one of our most important recruits ever, because coming out of Rochester, he could have gone anywhere. And he chose to come here. He played here for 4 years as an All-American, and he's been incredibly loyal about the program, and I hope we get a massive contingent out of Rochester to come to that game on the 29th. And, Gene, I'm going to float an idea for you here, okay?
All right.
For our Rochester fans. Make that a full weekend. Come on down the 28th. We got a lacrosse doubleheader, okay? Women play Maryland, top five team. Men play Hobart that night, always a rivalry game. We've got Jamie Tremboli on the men's team from Victor, who's one of our team captains. Yeah, we got Emily Howard, Chuck. From Victor, she only has 21 goals in 4 games. So come on down to the great lacrosse games, root for Jamie and Emily, spend the night, have a great night out in the town, and then get ready, and then come to the Dome on Saturday. We've not beaten North Carolina very often since we joined the ACC. Let's fill it up for John, honor John at halftime, beat Carolina, and then you can go back to Rochester and have a great dinner and celebrate in Rochester, or you can stay over another night and come to our women's game on Sunday, which will be the last game in the Dome as we know it today.
Yeah, and John, first, I appreciate the shot.
I just wanted to put that idea out there.
Yeah, you know, and I look, Section 5 helping, John, just let people know in Section 3 that Section 5 is really where the lacrosse talent is. I'm kidding. No, it's Jamie Tremboli, we're very proud, and certainly Emily Harshuk. Tell us about the Dome, because that is the last weekend. That's why the basketball team is wrapping up on the road. I mean, what is next in the Dome renovation after that weekend when North Carolina comes? Because things really kick in the gear here coming up in March, correct?
Yeah, really, it becomes a construction site 7 days a week. We'll continue to work on the perimeter. We'll also begin work, obviously, on the interior to get ready for the renovation. We go full throttle beginning March 2nd, and it's exciting because it's been talked about for so long, and to see it now taking shape, and you see the perimeter take shape now with the placement of the steel, it'll hold the new roof. It's exciting, and it's here. So it's no longer an idea. It's no longer, hey, it's off, and it'll start in a year. It'll start in 6 months. It's happening today. And March 2nd, we go full scale.
The lacrosse teams, they're playing out there. Where are the lacrosse teams playing then, John, in the interim here?
The men will play Cicero North. We played Duke there last year. Had a great game. Had a great turnout. The women will play CBA. They played Notre Dame at CBA last year. Again, that's a really good venue as well. So, we've covered our bases for the remainder of this year. We've tried to obviously stack February with as many home games as possible for both programs.
Yeah, John, to me, Memorial Day weekend means a lot of things, but from the sports calendar, I always meant, hey, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to watch Syracuse lacrosse here. And it was something that year after year we took for granted, and then the sport really exploded, and now there's a lot of competition. But right now, Syracuse lacrosse, can we say that it's back?
Well, I think we've got both teams are really, really talented. We've got a chance, but we have to go out and do it. Again, there's great teams across the country, but I will tell you this: I would love to spend Labor Day weekend in Philadelphia at the Final Fours. That would be a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
John Wildhack is our guest here, the SU Athletic Director, as Syracuse Athletics are talking about your ice hockey, the women's ice hockey program doing really well. College Hockey America, the defending champs. We're a little partial to RIT, but we like Syracuse here too, John, of course. When we had our first conversation, I remember asking you this question. What about perhaps down the line for a program like Syracuse, could we ever add men's hockey? And your response was, you know, our top priority here is to get the football program fixed. Fair enough. I mean, that was top priority. But now we've had a few good years. Well, I'll ask you about football here in a second. But, John, I've seen other programs go from 0 to 60, like Penn State and now Arizona State. Not a traditional hockey market, but they're doing really well. What about the idea that someday we might get Division I hockey at Syracuse University?
You know, I think, Gene, I think the key word is someday. It's not anything that's in the immediate future. I do think if we were in a position where we could add a sport and we had the resources and the space and the facility to do it, hockey would be a natural because you recruit in a 3-hour radius and you're immediately a top 15 program. So you're right on cue with that.
I think you would be like a perennial Frozen Four team. But I hope I see it in my lifetime. Yeah, John Waldeck is our guest here in the sports bar. John, before we let you go, your thoughts on the football season, not what we had the year before, but what's coming up here? I mean, the changes to the coaching staff. How is Dino Babers doing? Tell us what your thoughts are right now as we are, you know, going to be pretty soon having spring practices here.
I think the offseason's been productive, and we added 3 new assistant coaches, coordinator on both sides of the ball, and then a new cornerback coach in Chip West. All 3 coaches are really, really impressive. They're known as outstanding recruiters, which is critically important to us. I think they'll be really good additions to our staff, and they will make immediate contributions. I will tell you that the team is very, very focused. In this offseason, nobody is pleased with 5-7. We're all disappointed, and we want to go out. We want to atone for that and get back to winning ways. And we have every expectation that we'll do so. I give Coach a lot of credit because he and I, we talked late in the season, then immediately when the season ended, and I just the only advice I gave him, Gene, I said, Dino, I said, whatever you need to do to fix it, go ahead and do it, and let's fix it and let's get it right. And I think he's done that. And as always, he does things thoroughly. He does his homework, and I think he is he's focused as well. And he's on a little respite, little vacation now. But I know when he comes back next week, he's fired up.
Syracuse men's basketball home coming up this Saturday against Georgia Tech. But as John mentioned, the 29th, that's the big game, North Carolina. John Wall is getting his number honored at the Dome, but you can make it a weekend there as both the men's and women's lacrosse teams in action. And John, as somebody who's watched a lacrosse game at the Dome, you can sit really well. I mean, it is a fun experience that if you've never gotten to go inside and watch lacrosse, it is a fun venue to watch.
Well, it's a great venue to watch it in. And our offensive scheme on the men's program is different this year with Pat March coming in as our assistant coach, offensive coordinator, recruiting coordinator. Our first game, we had 65 shots. And we had, I think, 56 or 57 shots last week against Binghamton. And to have that many shots in a lacrosse game is unheard of. And it's really fun to watch, Gene, because the ball is moving all the time. I mean, just the passing, the quick passing. And it's not like somebody's holding on to, once they're in attack mode, I mean, they're going and that ball is moving around. And it's a great, the kids, the team, they're having a great time playing in this offense. And boy, if you're a middie or you're an attackman who wants to score and play in an up tempo, this is the place to do it. It's really fun to watch.
John, appreciate your time. Good luck to all your programs here, and let's stay in touch.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it, and we thank all our fans in Rochester.
John Waldeck, the Syracuse Athletic Director, joining us here in the Sports Bar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.